You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. That's not a beer, by the way.
Oh, it's too bad.
Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. If you missed the first hour, very sportsy. Talked a little
too sportsy.
Basketball, and then we worked in some soccer with Glenn Davis. And thing is, people are all the time asking us to talk about soccer. We don't have any insight on it, but it is nice to have Glenn on because Glenn has all the insight.
Yeah,
he's the man, and I love having him on to talk about it because it's one of those things. He knows more about it than anybody, and it's always pretty cool to have him on. So a couple other things. Somebody says, I'm not a soccer fan, but it's easy to listen to someone talk about a subject they're knowledgeable and passionate about.
Like me.
Well, the truth is, you know, Glenn is passionate about it, going back a long way, and all he cares about is trying to grow the sport and get people interested. And that's infectious. It gets me more interested in what's going on because of him. And so I'm never going to be a soccer fan, but I'll go to games and I'll watch the big games on TV and I'll feel like I know something about him because I listen to Glenn. Here's one. What's with all the hate on O'Brien? Tell me a coach out there that's unemployed and better. Tell me he's not hired the day after he's finally let go. No hate here, just a question. I wouldn't be so sure he's going to get hired by somebody else the day he's let go. We'll start with that. And second of all, I think your definition of hate's a little different than mine. I mean, I don't like the guy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But I'd like, you know, I mean, I'd give him credit for what he's sort of accomplished, which is a lot of mediocrity. And, you know, for someone who has never won anything other than one playoff game against a third-string quarterback, he acts like he's won 10 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And that's not hatred. That's just a fair look at the guy. And as far as his results on the field,
he's four games over 500 in five seasons.
Yeah, and that's... Is it Cleveland bad? No. He's not Hugh Jackson.
Nope.
But...
And he's had four winning seasons of the five.
Right.
Three of them were 9-7.
Yeah.
One of them was what, 2-14?
4-12.
4-12. Yeah. That's right.
And then
last season.
Yeah, where while the record was better, I think they took advantage of a schedule that was very favorable, and then they flamed out in the playoffs again. And that's the other thing too, is like, listen, comparing them to the Rockets right now is not unfair. The difference is the Rockets have more regular season success, but they're both postseason failures.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the Texans have had some really awful performances. Remember that Chiefs game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was not good. And you can tell me, oh, well, he had to have Brian Hoyer. Well, he had all these handpicked quarterbacks that he wanted. So he's got a quarterback now. There's no more excuses here. Other than, oh, well, plus he's chased off two GMs. He's chased off a lot of people there.
And he's done nothing.
Yeah.
And let's think about this. What would Bill O'Brien be today had Deshaun Watson not fallen into their laps?
Well, they would have gone 4-12 because remember how they insisted Tom Savage was the answer.
Who insisted? Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
Said Tom Savage was a better player at this point.
Hmm.
So, listen, I don't think the guy has shown good judgment. I don't think the guy has shown that he is somehow a superior mind. I think that he's just luck boxed into a quarterback that's going to, at a minimum, keep him mediocre.
Yeah.
So if that's what you're okay with, cool.
If he doesn't get him killed.
Right.
There's that. Trevor asked, would you rather have O'Brien or Marvin Lewis? They're kind of the same guy.
They are.
They really are. And it's not about who's on the street that's better. that's kind of silly, because if you decide to make a change, you're going after somebody who's...
You're going after a coordinator. Like the Colts went after Frank Reich.
Which, remember when we were talking about O'Brien should be let go? Remember what name you brought up?
Frank Reich.
Okay.
100 times.
Would you ask me right now who I'd rather have after one season of Frank Reich?
One season of Frank Reich.
I would rather have Frank Reich.
No doubt.
Because I also know he had a lot more to do with his Super Bowl as a coordinator than Bill O'Brien did.
Yeah.
So... And it doesn't matter. It doesn't.
And you know what? It's like you're saying, sometimes you just go look at guys and you say, okay, who are the top, you know, and it's kind of like what they did with O'Brien, although he was a little bit removed from it. You say, okay, who's worked with someone that we respect? So, I mean, a lot of what the NFL is when you're looking for a new hire is, who's Sean McVay's offensive coordinator? Who's Andy Reid's offensive coordinator? I want some of that magic on me. The problem
is... Eric Bieniemy now, who didn't get any interviews this year, and he should have.
But the problem is the Texans seem obsessed with the Patriots, and the Patriots are the one team that... Their tree has no branches. It's a giant stump named Bill Belichick. And Tom Brady, those two guys hugging, that's the stump. Anything that gets away from it just falls to the ground because there's no branches to hold it up. There's nothing goes off of it and gets better. Go look at a guy like Matt LaFleur and see if there's something there. Go look at a guy like Frank Reich. I mean, not now, obviously, but that's what I'm saying is look at these guys who are working with guys who are successful and up and coming and bring something new to the table.
Well, and whose assistants go off and have success.
Yes.
Remember forever it was the Mike Holmgren tree. And right now it's the Andy Reid tree because almost everybody that comes out of that system right now, Matt Nagy, blanking on Eagles coach, all those guys, Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
And now Frank Reich. I mean, technically that's the Reid tree. I think... Those are guys you want to look at because obviously not only are they having success as coordinators, they're learning from a guy who's letting them call plays. In fact, if you remember, the Chiefs were really struggling when Nagy was offensive coordinator and Reid was calling the plays. He switched the play calling over to Nagy and all of a sudden they got better. And he's smart enough to do stuff like that. I'm not going to go down my whole bash Bill O'Brien thing because there's a million things you could do it for. He's not a bad coach.
I'm not saying he's bad, but
but every decision that he's made that's important, and whether it's what quarterback he starts, and then he decides after camp that this is my guy, and then at halftime of the first game, he's done it twice now, where he switched quarterbacks. It's, you know, it shows a lack of any kind of vision, that he is totally wearing blinkers all the time, that he's completely focused on what's in front of him, and that's a mistake that way too many coaches make. And it's the guys who don't get people who are yes men. It's the guys who, unless you're Bill Belichick where you can control everything, but Andy Reid likes it. You get different guys from different backgrounds that'll give you a different perspective. And then you still make the decisions.
Boy, you know who's another guy that I'm surprised didn't get a look this offseason? I bet if he does it again, he will get a look, is Mark Helfrich from the Bears, the old Oregon coach. Who showed up? Now he's working under Matt Nagy. I mean, this guy's got all. He's worked under Chip Kelly in college and Matt Nagy in the NFL. Like that in the Bears. Who would have said the Bears are going to go 12-4 and have far and away the best offense in the NFC North last year? Who thought that? Nobody, but they did.
I picked them to go to the playoffs.
Well, you did. Did you think they'd have far and away the best offense in the NFC North?
No, I didn't.
In a division with Rodgers and Cousins and Stafford?
Well, I didn't know how much Trubisky was going to take a jump in his second year.
He did. And some of that has to be accredited to his coaching. And all the things that we were sold to Bill O'Brien, like, or were we sold on with Bill O'Brien, like the QB whisperer, it's pretty obvious he's not. He's not a QB whisperer. I mean, I think he's just a guy as a head coach. And if you're okay with that, cool. I mean, it seems the Texans are more than okay with it because they extended him when they had no legitimate reason to extend him.
Well, and I'm not saying he should have been fired. I just think that he didn't deserve a long-ass extension. He doesn't deserve all this power they're giving him.
No.
And, you know, if this thing implodes, at least now we know who it is.
Yeah.
There's no more, oh, maybe it was Rick Smith, maybe it was O'Brien, maybe it was Kubiak. No, we'll know this is O'Brien's gig. So if they go 4-12 this year, that's on him.
It's a guy who, after four seasons, was under 500 as a head coach, and they gave him an extension. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and to be fair, I think, you know, when you watch a team as closely as we have to watch them, you see the flaws a lot more than you do with other teams, with coaches. Because there'll be people say, oh, you know, Andy Reid makes game management mistakes too. Yeah, he does. I've seen him. But he doesn't make as many. That's why they win more than the Texans. All right, the Texans are going to make you drink. So if you're going to drink, you know what you need. Cheers. Cheers is a terrific supplement. It's designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol. It's going to help if you're one of the 60% Americans who drink, and if you're a blitzer, you're probably about 95%. Well, you want to feel better the next day, Cheers has you covered. If I want to have a few drinks at night, then I always take Cheers, because when I get up in the morning, I have to get up really early and do some work, and I need to be fresh. And Cheers helps with that. You don't have to take my word for it, though. It was developed by a team of five PhDs. And Brooks is an Ivy League scientist you probably saw on Shark Tank. And if you didn't, you've heard his ads on the station here. Guess what? They use it because they're smarts. You can be a smart, too. Not as smart as them, but you can be smart by using Cheers, because it's going to give your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol. And all you have to do is take between 2 and 4 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, the company will give you your money back. And trust me, it's a lot better than 50%. To order Cheers, go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. And if you order by 4 o'clock, it's going to be on your doorstep the next day, because they're based right here in Houston. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Your liver's going to thank you. I don't drink without Cheers. Neither should you. Cheershealth.com.
Workshops, counseling, falling on deaf ears, and my prayers being hindered, fighting my fellow air, and I'm growing more bitter.
Look. This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody threw a flag on me for using one of those phrases I hate when I was interviewing Glenn. I told him, don't sleep on Canada. Shame bell for me. Play the shame bell. I've earned it.
Shame.
Yeah, next thing you know, I'll drop it. It is what it is. So, somebody asked Vrabel or O'Brien. Oh, O'Brien. Vrabel's enough. Yeah, he's. And I guarantee if we go through the coaches, he's going to be right in the middle. Cliff Kingsbury, we don't know, but I'd still take him over Kingsbury, because I don't know that. I don't know what he's going to be.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn. I think I got to take Dan Quinn here. He got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think it's even a debate. Yeah.
All right, so. John Harbaugh won a Super Bowl.
Easy.
Sean McDermott. I think they're pretty close, but McDermott's under 500 for his career.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think very highly of Sean McDermott, but Sean McDermott doesn't have what...
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, he doesn't have the kind of talent that...
I mean, if I told you
talent.
Over two seasons that the Bills would be two games under 500... with him as the coach, you'd probably take that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you would.
I mean, with way less talent that Bill O'Brien has, he's two games under 500. Bill O'Brien's four games over 500 in his career.
I'll still give O'Brien the edge.
I'll give O'Brien an edge, but I don't feel great about it. I think the upside is better with McDermott than it is with O'Brien.
Yeah, well, I think we've seen O'Brien's upside.
Yeah.
Ron Rivera.
I mean, just
made it to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, more...
71-56, and there's people that always question whether he should keep his job.
Yeah.
So that's a clear one. Okay, so I've got 1, 2, 3 so far. Matt Nagy. I'll take Matt Nagy.
Not
over.
Even close.
So that's 4. I don't know what Zach Taylor's going to be, so I'll stick with O'Brien there. Freddie Kitchens, I think, has a lot to prove to me. Same thing. This one we always talk about, Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett.
Very similar.
They're kind of the same guy.
I don't want either one of them.
I don't either, but you know what? Jason Garrett, 18 games over 500.
Yeah.
I'll give him the edge there. Vic Fangio, no thanks. Matt Patricia, no thanks. Matt LaFleur?
I'll take Matt LaFleur.
Okay, that's six. Frank Reich, we've already said, so yeah. That's seven. Doug Marrone.
That's a tough one. I mean, I'm
going to go Slim Edge O'Brien.
I think so, too.
So that's Andy Reid, of course. That's eight. Anthony Lynn. Only 32 games in the NFL, but he's won 20 of them.
I think you have to take Anthony Lynn.
Think you take Anthony Lynn. Sean McVay, definitely.
That's not even a discussion.
Brian Flores, yet another Patriots guy. No, thank you. Mike Zimmer. Better record?
Yeah.
Two NFC North championships?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, it's 11. Bill Belichick, we're not even going to mention. Sean Payton. Pat Shermer. I'll take him over Pat Shermer. I'll take him over Adam Gase. I'll take him over John Gruden.
John Gruden's won a Super Bowl, Fred.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's he been since he's come back?
He's won a Super Bowl.
Garbage. I mean, we're talking about who you want coaching your team.
Okay.
Doug Peterson, of course.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin. Yeah,
you take him. Kyle Shanahan. Yeah, I kind of would rather have Kyle Shanahan, but it's not like he's done anything. Just on record, I'm not gonna go that way.
Again, but think about what's upside. Who would you rather have?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if the whole I think Kyle Shanahan has a lot of upside thing is valid at this point.
Okay.
I think he's got a lot to prove this year. Pete Carroll, definitely. Bruce Arians? I think I'd rather have Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians.
Vrabel, definitely not. Jay Gruden, no. So that would put him 15th, basically, among head coaches. And that's
is that the most typical thing ever?
Well, yeah.
Which, by the way, I don't know. You say you wouldn't take Jay Gruden over him?
No.
I'm pretty sure I would.
Really?
I gotta look up Jay Gruden.
Nine games under 500 for his career.
Maybe not.
One division championship.
Yeah,
they've been
basically exactly what the Texans are, and they've been around the same 5 years that O'Brien has. So yeah, you're right.
So. There you go.
God, there's a lot of mediocre coaches in the NFL.
Well, there are, and that's why. While I think it's kind of silly what the Cardinals did to go after Cliff Kingsbury, I don't hate the move because there is a lot of mediocrity out there. Because you think about it, some of those coaches that we mentioned, you know, like we don't really have enough of a sample size of Anthony Lynn yet to know for sure, but we think he's pretty good, but. I mean, you've got a lot of these guys like Jay Gruden and Mike Vrabel and, you know, Adam Gase and Pat Shermer that just,
yeah.
Really? I mean, I don't know if Brian Flores is going to be worth a damn. And based on every other Belichick guy, he's not going to be. So you would think there would be a lot more talent out there.
Well, I mean, there's a guy like Mike McCarthy sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah.
He's better than a lot of the names we mentioned. He's got a Super Bowl. He's got a well over 500 record in his career.
Yeah. So.
But as far as the Kingsbury thing, though, I'd at least like, I mean, Kingsbury's a guy who didn't have much success in college.
Right.
Like.
So, suddenly it's going to be easier in Arizona than it was at Texas Tech.
Had they gone and poached Lincoln Riley, I'd be like, oh, man. That's a big move. That's a great move.
It may work. It may not. But hey,
or if they
bold.
Go, it got Jim Harbaugh or David Shaw or you know somebody who's had some success like that. I'd be like, oh yeah, that's pretty interesting. But yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know if I feel as good about Kingsbury.
Yeah, I mean, but at least they're trying.
Even Matt
something.
Campbell at Iowa State, who I said last year, that's a guy who to me is an NFL coach. Nobody wanted to. Well, I don't know if anybody went after him. I shouldn't say that, but
man, there's like if you told me that I could get one coach for 1 year and have a chance to win a Super Bowl, and obviously Belichick would be at the top of your list. That's a short ass list.
Yeah.
Like if we're having a draft and Belichick's gone, then I'd probably take Sean Payton or Pete Carroll, and then. You know, Doug Peterson, I think, is probably in that. I'm looking for guys who
Sean
want
McVay.
It. Sean McVay, I think, is interesting. But, boy, we're starting to get to – would you really trust Andy Reid?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That dude's got a lot of talent. He hadn't won a Super Bowl.
That's true.
I mean, I love him as a coach, but, you know, and then you're getting into, okay, Matt Nagy, Mike Tomlin. I mean, it's a pretty thin group for that, which is interesting because it's supposed to be the best 32 jobs in the world.
Right.
You know, Titans fan says, Vrabel's had two seasons. How do we know? Same as Lynn.
Because Vrabel wasn't a good coordinator.
No.
Vrabel coached the 32nd ranked defense in the league and then inexplicably got a head coaching job out of it. If that doesn't tell you that it's a good old boy network, I don't know what will.
Yeah, and that whole thing about it, everybody says he can coach. Everybody says he can coach. Okay.
And that's the only thing that I give credit to for the Cardinals on is like, you know, kind of going off the radar a little bit. And I mean, I still think Kingsbury's sort of in that same good old boy network, but they at least went off the radar and like they didn't do something lazy and say, oh, this guy knows Bill Belichick. He's got to be good.
Because every team does that and it works out for none of them.
Nope.
And then you get recycled guys. Adam Gase is horrible. That guy.
What do you mean the GM of the Jets?
Yeah. Well, now he's not GM. They hired somebody.
Oh, damn. But,
I'm like, come on, man. The guy sucked in Miami and you get a job right away.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to see more chances taken, but they're afraid to. So. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Tell the people about TGS.
TGS. Yeah, I've been trying to tell you guys about TGS. They want me to keep reading the commercials because I guess not all of you have gone and saved your money yet, bunch of dummies. If you own your home and you want $870 on average, could be more than that. I mean, I guess it could be less than that, but could be more than that. But on average, $870. TGS is trying to get that to you. Used to take hours to get a decent home quote. TGS, they said, you know what? We're going to make it easy. We're going to get you this home quote in 15 seconds and save you some bucks. And it's legit, man. All you do is text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You reply back with that. They'll get you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. They've got a nearly perfect online rating. And like I said, the average customer from this year saving over $870 on home insurance. And you don't have to wait around for your renewal. Even if you just renewed with the other company a month ago, TGS will take care of the back end, take care of the nonsense, the hassle, so you can just sit back and rake. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving now.
Behold the king, the king of kings. On your knees, dog.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and you know what that music means. Time for Houston Chronicle columnist and local TV star Jerome Solomon. Jerome, how's it going, man?
Just lovely, man. How are you?
Good. So did you go out and listen to Bill O'Brien's basically refer to Cal McNair for everything today?
I got to give him credit. It was very impressive to watch him tap dance like that. It was like the Sammy Davis Jr. stuff. It was pretty cool.
Well, I have one question in this. If we're going to refer to Cal McNair all the time, well, why hasn't Cal McNair answered any questions?
That's a darn good question. And there isn't an answer to it. Hasn't been out there in the front and out front and saying anything about what's going on or why that it is. And so we don't know. Bill O'Brien tried to flip the whole narrative today into, hey, Cal McNair is a big guy. He's running things and I'm just a puppet here. And I didn't buy it.
Well, yeah, how can you?
Well, one thing, and I've said this a little bit recently and have written it too, we're a soft media market, as you know, here in Houston anyway, but we, like, you know, painted Cal McNair as some kid who's taking over his daddy's team. You know what I mean? Like if one of Tilman Fertitta's kids took the team, or back in the day in the 80s when the Maloofs the father died, I guess, and the son took over, and they were in their mid-20s or whatever. Cal is like 60 years old. I know he's Cal. You're like, oh, little Cal, little cute Cal. He's a grown man. He's a senior citizen. And we act like he's a child taking over something, and we don't know what he's going to do. He's been a high-level executive in multi-billion-dollar corporations for his entire adult life. He's been involved with every decision the Texans have made since they started. You know what I mean? So to act like all of a sudden now this is something different, I'm just not buying that in that sense. But, you know, we don't know because he doesn't say anything.
It is kind of frustrating because you got a guy like Jim Crane who's accessible. Tillman, even when they're going through their dysfunction, Tillman's pretty damn accessible. And the owner of the Texans is just, here's a statement, don't talk to me.
Yeah, and you know, one thing was he was always able to be in the background anyway through all these first 17 years or so his father passed. So he never had to do much in terms of being out front and speaking for the team and about the team. And maybe he's not comfortable with that. I interview enough people to get it when someone is not comfortable giving interviews and talking. I get that. But this is a different kind of a job. This is a different type of position. And you can't live off a statement because we all know he didn't write the damn statement. And that's what made it so humorous today with Bill O'Brien go, well, we just got to go with Cal's statement. Like, you know darn well that's not Cal's statement. Those are words that somebody put together and threw out there last Friday. So it's all entertaining, and it gives us something to deal with here in June. It really doesn't affect winning and losing right now. But, you know, what they do and how they handle this situation will determine how much they win or lose going forward.
Your thoughts on last night's game?
Man, it was a great game. It was fun. But, yeah, I'm like with everyone else. I this is not even hindsight. I knew Kevin Durant had no business being out there. And it was just heartbreaking to see him, you know, suffer that injury going out there. And, you know, it's on him. He chose to be out there. He wanted to do it. Trust me. I've been in situations playing ball when I know damn well I shouldn't have been out there and I wasn't being paid millions and I didn't have millions on the line. So, and there was no NBA championship on the line. I'm just playing for, you know, whatever. So that competitive drive that an athlete has, it's hard to pull it back. My goodness, this one didn't even seem that hard to pull back. You know what I'm saying? This was not a challenge to pull back. It's as bad of an injury as he had, with as little practice and whatever you want to call it, that he shows that he's able to play, with as little confirmation that he's good to go as they had, because they had very little, because he wasn't good to go 2 days ago. That really shouldn't have been that hard of a call. Hard for him because he wants to play. That shouldn't have been that hard for the team to go, no, dude, we can't let you do it. If they were not down 3-1, there's no way they would put him out there. That's kind of messed up.
As I recall, though, when you blew your Achilles out, you were playing for a championship. It was a media championship.
Yeah, the big-time media championship, and I hadn't played in a while, and my dumbass went out the day before and ran around with some ankle weights on. I didn't learn later, so nobody's supposed to use ankle weights. But I I'm one of those people who've always been able to not do anything for 6 months and go out there and people not realize I haven't played. Because I have that natural body, you know, metabolism that works. And so I know it's disgusting to some people, but that's just the way it is. I'm still at my playing weight right now and I haven't played in forever. But man, you want to win. You want to play. You want to compete. And Kevin Durant is like that with everyone else. But, my goodness, the doctors, the team, the general manager who was in tears last night, you got to shut that down. I was going to say it's not worth it, but actually it is worth it. but it's still a bad move.
When you saw him out there, though, for the first few minutes, and he hits those shots, and he looked good to me. You know,
it was great. Yeah.
But
that's the thing. Like I say, it was worth it. That's what I'm saying. I can't even say it's not worth it. It was worth it because they won, and they needed him to win. They needed every one of those points to win, so it was worth it. I'm just saying it was still a bad move. Yeah, I mean, and the idea that he had no minutes restriction, he wasn't under any kind of, you know, guideline of, well, he could only play 20 minutes. Like, how do they think it's just a regular day, and he's going to step out against Kawhi Leonard in the middle of the NBA Finals, the highest level of competition you're going to get, and you haven't played in a month, and we're just going to let you go? Yeah, that was just crazy. I mean, it was just crazy. Hey, think about it. The DeMarcus Cousins, they're like, well, he's only going to play like 8 minutes the first game he came back, right? How's Kevin Durant playing 12 of the first 14 minutes of the game and you're letting him go? He looks good, but you knew he wasn't anywhere near 100%. And it was just awful that he got hurt. But that's the way the sports world works. I mean, guys go back out there all the time when they have no business. And it's on us, too, because we celebrate that. Emmitt Smith playing with his busted-up shoulder against the Giants had no business being on the field. But we'll applaud it and bend over and salute it because it was amazing. and it always will be amazing. Had he never played another game after that, it would have been sad. And that's just the way we treat sports. We treat athletes like you're gladiators, and you go until you go down, and when you go down, it's over.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. You can read him in the Chronicle. You can see him on Sunday nights on Houston Sports Show. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Jerome, great talking to you, man. And, well, I won't be talking to you for a couple weeks, but hopefully AJ will have you back next week.
Yeah, hopefully I'll sneak in and cover one of your wild days off. And good luck out there in Vegas, man.
Thank you, man.
Go make us rich.
That's a plan.
And when I say us, I mean us.
that's a plan.
All right, man, later.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, Jerome's hard to hammer down on a schedule. He's like, yeah. Oh, I can do this. I can't do that day. Can't do this day. Can't do that day.
Well, and so, yeah, when you were gone, it just...
But he's my favorite guy to work with.
I know. And it's like, I kept pushing it off and pushing it off until as long as I could. And then it's like, no, I've got to get these days filled in. So...
I've got most of my days filled in.
Yeah?
Cody Stutes is going to be in with me tomorrow. He's going to break it off. He's going to kick it off.
I'll tell you what, Cody was really good in his two stints when you were gone.
Okay.
So
I'm trying not to use anybody twice.
Yeah, I used him twice because one of those days I thought was going to be Jerome.
Oh, well, there you go.
And Cody's always willing to jump in no matter what. So, yeah, he does a real good job. I think you'll like him. You know, he's really fun when you get him off sports a little bit. So that'll be a challenge for you.
Okay.
I'm sure you can. All right, we'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. The king is here.
Now feel your fear. Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Make sure to stop by the home of ESPN 97.5 this Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. Carbach will have its food truck parked in our parking lot at 5353 West Alabama, handing out free burgers and beers to all of our listeners. How about that? I mean, really, what more can you ask for? You're driving around, and you're going to get a burger and a beer.
Yeah.
Thanks to Carbach. You don't want to miss this one kind of a burger with 44 Farms Texas beef, cake, and bacon bakery challah bun, melted Texas cheddar cheese, caramelized onions, lettuce, beer, and bacon, mustard aioli, and a side of Kennebec fries. That just sounds amazing. Now I kind of wish I was here. So come hang out with us and Carbach this Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. Also, Friday, Big City Wings on Rayford Road. So come out for that. 5:51.
Barry Laminack will be hosting the show
on
Friday.
Yeah, because that's right next to...
So he's not going to be on the Usual Suspects on Friday?
So it's going to be what?
It's going to be just Joel and Nick.
Okay.
And Barry is going to drive, I think, like 2 or 3 minutes.
yeah, I know. I know that place is very close to him. So cool. Well, I always feel better if we're going to be on location if you have a superstar. So,
well, I've just got Barry Laminack.
That's close.
Oh,
now well. Barry's now Barry and on those kind of deals, you love to get guys who people know. Barry's very popular.
Oh,
he's very good.
Barry's relatively popular. He'll get the job done in a pinch, all right? I couldn't find anybody else, honestly, who wanted to drive way up there. It's just close to Barry's house.
All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. This one's for you.
Thank you.
Because I know you're a big fan of poo. And all things poo. We go to Chicago, and it's a good thing you're not in Chicago, because I could imagine this being you. A masked man is smearing poop on homes and cars, sometimes hiding it under car door handles so the victims can't see it. It's happened at least a dozen times in recent weeks, with one person even catching the guy on video as he rubbed poop, we don't know if it's human or dog, on her car late in May. Tony Wu, 21, said he almost fell for the trick last week. He went to his car and was about to open the door when he spotted feces under the handle. I really didn't want it to be poop, but you know it is, he said.
You know it is. That's the worst. Touching your own poop is really gross. Touching somebody else's poop is the worst.
Whether it's dog or human, it sucks.
Any poop. It's not. I mean, your own poop is maybe like your baby's poop. Okay, that's pretty gross too, but I mean, you got to do it sometimes.
Yeah, we know babies are gross. That's just part of it.
But so, I mean, what are we doing here?
So this guy's, I mean, this is a serial poop rubber.
Yeah. Well, I hope he's found and...
That should be a felony.
I think so too. I mean, because you could make someone really sick.
Yeah, what if it's tainted poo?
Yeah. And I'll be honest, someone who's running around wiping their poo on things, it seems like... You know,
mentally,
there could be something wrong with you.
Mentally, probably not all there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm against it. I hope you know.
Fine. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Steven, the weather guy giving me grief, says... With Jewish kids, did you really just pronounce hollow with a CH like cheese? Yes, I did. I was reading off a thing. And I haven't had challah bread in probably 13 years.
Can you get challah bread at the Taqueria?
What's that? Do you mean taqueria?
Oh.
Gringo. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Your number 713-780-3776. Lawyer Dave, I hope they catch him and rub his nose in it.
Zing.
Oh, man. So, some breaking news.
The Raiders. The Oakland Raiders. On Hard Knocks.
Yeah, that's probably the most dysfunctional franchise out there. That'd be perfect.
I'm good with that. I want to see that.
Yeah, I am too.
I want to see. I desperately want to see interactions between Gruden and Derek Carr.
Yeah,
don't you?
Yeah,
because I know, like everyone. I don't know. I just go off what
Antonio Brown's going to be a mess. You know what though? I'm not going to lie. I've been losing interest in Hard Knocks the last few years.
Not me. I love it, and there's only like what 4 or 5 episodes every time. I'm like, God, I just don't want it to be over. I wish they would follow him for the whole season.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like, I think it was seeing the Texans win. After that, I was kind of like, you know, I'm sort of out on these.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, they're not, I mean, they're good, but they're not must-see TV for me anymore. But I watch the Raiders, but it doesn't mean I'll watch all of them because like, I skipped a couple last year. So I was kind of shaving them out of my viewing. Now, so guys, bad. Father's Day is coming. I know it's awful. And shame bell for me again. But you know what? I don't care. It's my Friday. You can shame the hell out of me. You could tell me how much I suck. I don't care. I'm going to be by the pool tomorrow afternoon drinking. And I'll be freshly shaven thanks to Harry's. And, guys, Father's Day, right around the corner. You want to take care of your dad. How about you get him something that he loves, something he'll actually use, or something that doesn't break the bank. You can get all three with Harry's because guys need razors. That's simple. And you can get quality, durable blades at honest prices, just $2 each. And right now, they've got a special offer for Father's Day. Check this out. $5 off a Harry's shave set, and they'll get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And what's cool is once you get your dad set up with this, and by the way, $3, and they'll give you your money back if he doesn't like a shave. Whenever he wants to replace the razors, they're just $2 each. And you can get them delivered right there to your mailbox, just like I did today, because I needed some for my trip. And boom, there they are. Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. Get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover. Offer just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer and let them know you're a Blitzer. That's harrys.com, code FAOUR.